Part 3, the world-class Wrecking Crew introductions. Meet the DJs that changed the world. Chapter 12, Andre, Dr. Dre Young, calling Dr. Dre to surgery. It's 1983. The eve after dark is cracking. I went down to check on my security guards to make sure everything was straight. These two young guys walk up. One was tall, one was short. Because I had an age limit, they couldn't get in. Plus, they weren't dressed right. I tried to keep my club looking a little older, although they were teens. I wanted the eve to look like Soul Train and not Rumple Room. This night, Dre and Eric, a.k.a. Easy, looked too young. Not gonna happen. I hear Dre talking to his short partner. I know him, man. He knows my uncles. I say, who are you? I'm Andre. Andre who? You know my people, the Young. Deborah, Floyd, Lloyd, Teddy. Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing? Hey, man, we want to come in the club. Well, dude, y'all a little young. Plus, y'all ain't really dressed right, man. But since I know your folks, if you go home, tighten your clothes up, I'll let y'all in. Easy was witty. He was still Eric right then. Eric started talking shit. Oh man, this is the eve after dark. I ain't gotta get fucking dressed up to come in here. A week or so later, Dre shows back up with a little skinny tie, some baggy pants. At this time, the flavor of the day, the dress code, more standard time for the guys, baggy pants, skinny ties, and shirts. Dre comes up, he's dressed to the T. I let Dre in, but I didn't let Easy. What about me? You still dressed like a bum. You can't come in. People wore Jerry curls at the time, but Easy still had a natural. Yeah, you Jerry curl, Morris Day looking. He started talking shit to me again. Now, I'd heard about Dre from one of my boys in the hood, but I didn't put two and two together. My boy Timmy, Smokey, had been working for me. He kept telling me about Dre. So Dre's in the club. He's hanging out. All of a sudden, after about 35, 45 minutes, I don't know how to this day, but I looked up at my turntables and my guys weren't there. Dre's up there. He's mixing two records, Mr. Postman and this breakbeat. We had never heard a mix like this before. One's R&B, one's a dance cut. The tempos match up because one is half the speed of the other. They work together. Nobody had ever heard anything like this before. People on the dance floor stopped dancing just to look. Like, wow, what is this? I saw the guy had some talent. When he got through, I talked to him for a while. Hey, dude, what else you got? Oh, man, I got a few things I can do. At this time, the hottest thing on the street was our mix 12 inches. DJ Yella was my guy doing my mixes. Unknown immediately scooped up Dr. Dre and put him on his team to do his mixes. We both sold mixed 12 inches, and it was always a fight for new music and new mixes. I noticed two things about Dre. One, he always liked to be clean. Two, he loved women. I admired his skills with the ladies. He was the ultimate player. Another thing I noticed about Dre, later on, we started recording in the studio. Guess what the number one thing I had to buy, because he kept fucking them up? Headphones. Motherfucking headphones. Dre would be in the studio, the phone would ring, he'd run to the phone, and the fucking headphone would still be on his head and snatch the cord out and break the cord every time. I gotta go buy some damn headphones again. So now, Dre's mixing for Unknown, Yella's mixing for me. Because I have the record connection from my Record Shack days, I'm making the most money. I'm kind of the king of this shit. Something happened 2 or 3 months later, Dre wasn't happy with Unknown. He comes to work for me, doing mixes for me. Shortly after that, the mixing business kind of fell apart. Everybody and his mama started doing mixes, and the whole game got diluted. We moved on to legitimate records. Back in the day, one of Dre's favorite artists was LL Cool J. When we did our song, House Calls, Shakespeare told Dre he sounded so much like LL Cool J, he gave him the nickname LL Cool Dre. Fail to bail. Right before we signed to CBS, I bought a BMW 633. Dre begged me to sell him my RX-7. I lied to the finance company and told him I was Dre's uncle, which allowed me to co-sign for him to get the car. Now, we're signed to CBS. Our release date's been pushed back to July. no gigs. We running out of money. I'm paying my car note. I'm paying Dre's car note. I'm getting him out of jail, and we ain't gigging. Now, Dre had a bad habit of getting speeding tickets and not going to court. When that happened, they turned the warrants. He get picked up. Now he's calling me. When he called, I had to break the news. No more. Hey, man, I'm not coming to get you this time. We ain't got no gigs right now. We ain't making no money. We ain't got nowhere to go. Sit your ass in jail for a couple of days, and you'll stop getting them speeding tickets. Bye. Oh, hell no, man. I can't stay in jail. You got to get me out of here. Somebody got to get me out of here. Somehow or another, Eric was contacted. He bailed Dre out with the understanding that he would do beats for him. This was the beginning of his deal with Eric. Now, Dre's pissed at me because I didn't come to his rescue a third time. Eric's in his ear about working on projects for him. So now they have a deal.